रहस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाजय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणान्ति। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई हम्बल ओबेसियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म नीला नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान किशोर गोस्वामी एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज ऑल चिरंडी पादगण ब्रह्मचारी एंड ऑल ऑडियंस। Yesterday we heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after his dand was broken, he became some angry and he told that O Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar, you should first go to Jagannath Darshan or I will go, you should come there. I don't want to be with you. And then they told Prabhu, you should go, we will come later on. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know Dandabhanga, now the place is somewhat growing.
Developed.
After that he cross the Sapta pool, Naki?
Mahanadi.
Pool later.
Atharanala.
And he saw Jagannath Dev Dhaja and Chakra, and from there he became Dandavat Pranam. And from there he came to Jagannath temple and he went inside the temple. And when he saw, at once Radhika mood came in so heavy that he could not tolerate. And at once he fell down and became senseless. After so long time he is thinking, Sei to parananath painu, oh, my most beloved, after a long time I have met him. And he could not tolerate and fell down. Then Pariksha, having some stick, bamboo, the gods, oh, they were ready to beat him and to take him out. But Sarvabhaum at once was there. And he stopped them and he saw that, oh, I have never seen all these symptoms in world, in any devotee. I have read in books, but never. Very wonderful. Sudipta, Pradipta, all Sattvic Bhav. Then he thought that, oh, he may be any Mahabhagavat. And then he asked his disciples, oh, you should carry him to my house. And all day, four, five, six, of the tape in their hands and with Sarvam Bhattacharya. They went in the house of Sarvam Bhattacharya, not very far away from the temple. Even you can go and see. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unconscious till 3 prahar.
Afternoon.
So they,
about 3 o'clock. After
more
afternoon.
Than
5 hours,
6 hours.
More.
And it became Tritiya Pahar, third daytime. In the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar and Chandrasekhar, Mukunda, all 5, they came to temple and they saw, they heard, Ekshanyasi came and began faint. And then Sarvabhauma has taken him to his house. Then at once they went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Oh, they saw that, oh, his unconsciousness, not dead. Anyhow, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told them to go and take darshan, then come, return back. So Nityananda Prabhu with his company went to Jagannath and he took darshan and again came and they began to do Beda Kirtan.
Surrounding him.
Surrounding Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, loudly. After some time, oh, he became consciousness and jumped. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told Prabhu, you should not go alone to take darshan of Jagannath deity. I will go with you or I will send by anyone with you, but don't go alone. After that, he told Gopinath Acharya, his
brother-in-law,
oh, you should go to Kashinath Mishra Bhavan. He is my father-in-law.
Maternal auntie. Mousi. Mousi, Matri Sasai. Mousi.
Auntie.
Maternal auntie.
You should go and give there a very solitary and very good place. No one comes. Oh, you should. Then they took him there. And after that, what became? Dialogue with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, how he received his parichaya, that who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, and then discussion with Gopinath Acharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told, who is this person? Then Gopinath told, you know, he son of Jagannath Mishra, whose father was his father-in-law is
Nilambar
Chakravarti. So he's of Navadeep. Then he told, I know Nilambar Chakravarti. He was
class friend of my father.
Nilambar Chakravarti. Oh, then I'm very happy that he is anyhow relation to me, this sannyasi. Oh, I will teach him Vedanta and I will improve his sannyasi. Then Gopinath said, to whom you are telling this? Who is he? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and there were so many his disciples. Who is he? Oh, he is himself Supreme Lord Krishna. Then the disciples told, how you can tell that he is Supreme Lord? You should tell They told that by Anuman anyone can know. Not that is no Anuman Praman. Anuman is not Praman.
Anuman Praman nahi.
Not evidence. Nayamatma Pravachani Nalabhya Namedhya Srutena Jame Esh Eva Vrunte Tena Eva Labhya Tashaishatma Vrunte. To whom he becomes happy, pleased, and mercifully he chooses that I should reveal myself to him, then anyone can know. Others, it will not be by that you are very Shastra. I know you are very great Pandit. In this whole world, no in like you. But you are bhaktiless. You cannot know. So this dialogue was going between them. Then Gopinatha Acharya told, if he will his mercy, then you can know one day. And he went after that. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to darshan with Sarvam Bhattacharya, and when he returned, then told, I want to teach you Vedanta. Oh, you are my guru like my father. I have given myself in your lotus feet. Please teach me. And then he began to explain Athato Brahma Jigyasa Anandamaya Abhyasa, like so many sutra, and began to
explain.
And he began to tell that Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya Jiva Nam Brahmaiva Naparam. Brahma is nirvishesh,
nishaktik,
no quality, nirgun, nishaktik, no roop, no quality, nothing, he is nirgun. And he also told that Shruti tells like that, apanipado, he has no form. He also told the arupavat evahi tatpradhanatva, he is arupavat, he is has no form. In this way he began to tell so many things. 7 days he explained. But Mahaprabhu, only hearing, but what? Hearing only, not telling. Very good, very good. I am not understanding. Nothing. Then he became very wondered. How this sannyasi boy, I think he does not understand. But why he is silent? Why not asking? Then he vividly asked. And then what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Bala Sannyasi, told, Madhava Maharaj will explain.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चाकल्पतरुक्मश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय हम्बल ऑबिसेंसेस अंडर द लोटस फीट माय परम आराध्य गुरुपाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर सदशिष्य मद भक्ति वेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वामी महाराज एंड ओम विष्णुपाद परिभाजक आचार्य वर्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य मद भक्ति वेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज आई पे माय ऑबिसेंसेस अंडर द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल ग्रैंड सायर नित्य लीला पुरुषोत्तम विष्णुपाद श्री भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड नित्य लीला पुरुषोत्तम विष्णुपाद श्री भक्ति ग्रंथ स्वामी महाराज आई पे माय ऑबिसेंसेस ऑल कृष्ण वचन कृष्ण विष headed by the Dandi Sannyasis. You have heard from Srila Gurudev, Srimad Mahaprabhu, he was young Sannyasi. Since his youth, Sarva Bhattacharya became very worried. Why? Because there is some relation. If there is some relation, then you worry for others. There is no relation, no worry, sir, no worry at all. So he told Sarva Bhattacharya that I will teach you Vedanta. By this way, I will help you to maintain your renowned disorder. Mahaprabhu, okay, that's very good. You like my guru, and you will teach me, it's very nice. But this thing, Mukunda and Gopinathaya could not digest. Then they came to Mahaprabhu and told, what kind of ideas he has? He is telling he will teach you. Not what Mahaprabhu replied, what harm? If he is like my guru, if he teach me, it is very good. Prior to that, when discussion was going on between Sarva Bhattacharya and Gopinath Acharya, Gopinath Acharya told that he is Bhagavan. The all symptoms of Supreme Person Godhead in his body. Then Sarva told, oh, no, it's not possible at all. How come he is Supreme God? Gopinath replied, your heart becomes so hard due to only logic. So how can you understand all this thing? When his mercy will be upon you, then you can understand. Gopinath Sarva Bhattacharya became little angry. His face became red. Be careful. What is the proof that you have his mercy? Then Gopinath smiling replied that Vastutattva Gyanaya Kripate Praman. The knowledge of Saman Poman, Ponam, the absolute truth, only know by his mercy. Then Gopinathaja quoted one slok. When our four-headed Adi Guru, Brahmaji, told, Atha Pite Deva Padambu Jalaya Prasada Lesana Krita Evahi, Janati Tattan Bhagavan Mahi Lunacharna Vapi Chiran Vichindran. When Brahmaji stolen Krishna's cows, sorry, cows and the word boys, he thought he is merely a boy, milkman's son. When he understood, he is not an ordinary boy, he is Supreme Person of the Godhead. Then he did pranam and he told, oh Prabhu, only by your conscious mercy, someone can know you. There is no other way to understand you. Same way, now Gopinathaja told this thing to Sarva Bhattacharya. When the disciple Sarva Bhattacharya arguing with him, that how you can understand that he is saying Bhagavan, then Gopinathaja told, Vigyamat Praman, that means who is realized soul, who realized who is God, they are telling that he is God. And oh, then you may think, you may inference that he is Bhagavan, then he told, no. Anuman Praman no Ishtar Tattva Gyane. By your inference, you could not understand who is God. After that, when Mahaprabhu went for darshan and came back, then Sarva Bhattacharya started to teach him Vedanta. Vedanta is among our all scriptures, very tough subject and very hard. Because among four Vedas, only to know one Vedas is too much, but among our four Vedas, Vyasadeva compiled in condensed form 550 sutra, the condensed form of Vedas, so extremely hard. So, and Gurudev is expert teacher, he may stop in between if I tell anything wrong. So don't laugh at that time. If you want to laugh, you can laugh. Oh, hey, he is not bad at that time. So, when he's teaching, Mahaprabhu is completely silent because he told he have to listen to Vedanta. If somebody is listening anything from Gurudev, you understand or not, someone can understand by your face, because face is the indication of the mind. If you understand, you can shake your head, yes, very good, yes, if not, become very great. Later you can understand, ask any question. But Mahaprabhu, there is no symptom of the understanding or not. It's so great. Sarva understood his heart. Luther, oh, for 7 days I am teaching you and you are hearing Vedanta, but you understand or not, I could understand your heart. If not understand, you have to ask me question. If understand, yes, very good, go on, yes, keep going, but no movement at all. Then Mahaprabhu very politely replied, oh Bhattacharya ji, the condensed form of Vedanta is very clear, very transparent, but what you are explaining, your commentary, like cloud over the sun, is explaining in Brahma Sutra, Athato Brahma Jigasa, Janma Dasa Jata, Ananda Mayo Bhasa, Arupava Devahita Tlanatva, all this condensed form, its meaning is very clear, very transparent, but your commentary is completely covering the meaning. Then what you are telling about that Brahma? Brahma is Son Bhagavan, and that Son Bhagavan is Krishna Chandra himself. Then Mahaprabhu quoted Shlokam Srimad Bhagavatam, Aho Bhagavatam, Nanda Gopa Prajaukasam, Janmitram Paramanandam, Purna Brahma Sanatanam. Who is Purna Brahma? That Aho Bhagavatam, the Rajavasis, they are so fortunate, that Krishna, being Son Bhagavan, Supreme Personality Godhead, he became their friend and relative. And the Son Bhagavan, he has six opulence, he has all pastime, he has so many energies. Are you telling he says no vices, he is no pastime, no so potential? How we can tell that? Even mention our scripture in Gita, Aparyam Vipastam Nam Prakriti Vidhi Vyavaram Jiva Bhuto Mahabhavu Jadayam Haryati Jagat. By this, his Shakti is completely clear here, his Shakti. His potential, he is potent. How we can tell he has no potency? And you told he has no form. But what you are telling in this condensed form of Vedanta, Arupabhav Evahi Tat Pradhanatva, in this way, his clear conception is there. Arupabhav means, or means no. Rupabhav means he had not form. What form? Not material form. But Tat Pradhanatva, the prominency of form is there. This is the general meaning. And you are completely covering this meaning. So he has form also. And in Bhagavatam mentioned about his form in 3 places. One by Jyotapatnis, that Samam Hiranya Paridhi Paraman Labarha Dhatu Prabhala Natave Samnu Pratanse Vinnasta Hasta Vitarina Dhunana Abjam Karna Pala Kapol Mukhabja Hasam. Other place, our Adhidhu Brahmaji describe about his form. No Midhati Apra Bhakusi Ikarinam Maraya Ganja Padam Sapari Pichcha Lasan Mukhaya Banna Sarika Vagetta Visama Venu Lakshma Sri Mridu Bhate Kusumanga Jaya. Moreover, by the yogis, they wrote Varha Piram Natavar Vapu Karna Yoparani Karam Vipradvasakana Kapti Sambayyan Tincha Maram Rangha Veda Dharasaya Purena Gopa Vrindai Vrindaranam Sabarvanam Praisa Gita Kirti. All the regarding about this form, how we can deny he has no form? Even in about this Shakti, he mentioned so many places that he has three potencies, like Dagini, Samvid and Sandini. Natasva Kandam Karananja Vidvate, Natas Samasra Patikasa Dishvate, Parasa Shakti Vividaya Shiyate, Samagi Jnana Vala Kriyacha. By his Gyan Bhava Kriya, 3 Shakti. Gyan means Samvid, and Bhava means Sandini, and Kriya means Sandini. 3 Shaktis are there. How you can tell him, how you dare to tell? He has no Shakti at all. But somehow I never told that it mentioned in scripture that his nirvises, Suti Dalpati nirvisesam. Mahaprabhu told it, which Suti told the nirvises? In the same Suti is told, that services. Because Parvati Bhagavan, when there is a government, in the country there is a government, they pass a rule. After that sometime, they do some amendment. Now what will be more powerful? Who is doing later on by amendment? In the same way, in the beginning Suti told that nirvises, but same Suti told later on that he services. that means he is the more powerful. And moreover, that Shankaracharya, he, by whatever Bhagavan, he did this Mayavada philosophy. He has no fault at all. By order of Prabhu, he did so. And he made the Mahavakya spread out from Omkar. All creation has been done. And even for Brahma, he mentioned that from him, creation from him, and after that, enter him, that in this subject matter, all cases and vocating is also there. And you are telling, he has no activity. And it's mentioned that Apani Pado Jagana Dahita Pastatak Chusinnatta Karana, that he has no hand, no feet, no ear. But now it mentioned there clearly, although it mentioned Apani Pado Jagana Dahita, he has no leg but he can walk. He has no hand can take. What does it mean? Like we have material senses, but God has no material senses. His senses all are transcendental. So everything is transcendental. And in Shankaracharya, to make his activity clearly, to fulfill the desire of God, he took four pradeshik vakya. Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, Prajnanam Brahma, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. But only this pradeshik vakya means one side, not complete. Bhakta, Pranavali, Om. From Omkar, creation has been done. When Mahaprabhu is giving one argument, then Sarva Bhattacharya, he gave counter argument and some Chav, some Vitanda, other things, this is a technical term of name. But Mahaprabhu carved all his argument, then Sarva Bhattacharya became stunned and speechless. Then he understood, oh, he is Krishna. Then Prabhu, fie on me, I am arguing with him so much. Then Mahaprabhu told, oh Prabhu, please give me shelter and surrender completely. When this mood came in his heart, then Mahaprabhu's heart became melt. What happened? Then Mahaprabhu saw his own form, four-handed form. After when he saw again, his Krishna form. If you go to Jagannath Puri, very close to Jagannath temple, the Sarvabhattacharya at this place, Mahaprabhu's 600 form is there. By two hands, he playing flute, other two hands he has bow and arrow, other two hands he has danda and kamandalu. He showed him that he is himself Sri Ram, Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sanyas form. Seeing this, he became deep pranam and complete felt. Then Mahaprabhu embraced him, getting embrace of Mahaprabhu. All ecstatic symptoms come in his body. Seeing this, Mahaprabhu's associate and Gopinath Acharya became very happy. So, O Prabhu, you delivered Sarvam Bhattacharya's very good job. And when Mahaprabhu, Sarvamu get senses back again, then he dancing very loudly and chanting, Hari 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 Bol Hare Krishna chanting. As before you have heard, I forget to tell something, that when Mahaprabhu was senseless in Jagannath temple, when discussion was going on between Gopinath Acharya and Sarvam Bhattacharya, then when Sarvam was not ready to accept him as a god, then Gopinath Acharya told, you have seen his actual symptom, Sudipta Bhav, to know the Sudipta Bhav, Sri Rupa Sripad has explained in Bhukti Samit Sindhu, that eight ecstatic symptoms, first of all, Dhumai, then Jolit, then Dipta, Uddipta, and Sudipta. Dhumait means when an ecstatic bhav is there in devotee's body, but can hide himself, can control, then called Dhumait. When more than one is there, but can control, called Jolit. But more than two is there, or can control sometime not, then called Dipta. When more than four or five, but not control, at all, then called Uddipta. When all ecstatic symptom is there, not control at all, called Sudipta. It only possible with eternal associate of God. Seeing this, when Sarvam Bhattacharya not accepting that he is God, however, oh, I have seen in scripture, but how is possible an ordinary person? Sarv gurutva rehearsing all these symptoms, one accepting God. Sarv Madhvacharya, when not accepting Loknath, Acharya told, when Mahaprabhu bestows his mercy, then he can understand his God. So, now Loknath told, which I told us before, it happened for you. Now we want to accept in God, and now he is joking. Then Sarv Madhvacharya told, oh, Prabhu, because you are near and dear to Mahaprabhu, due to your relation, Mahaprabhu bestows his mercy. Another is not at all. Mahaprabhu told, in scripture it mentioned the sambandha, avidya and prayajan. Krishna is sambandha, relation between Krishna and Jiva is sambandha, and avidya is bhakti and prayajan is Krishna pain. All this is doing place very nicely. After that, Mahaprabhu went, he is Kashimishra Bhavan, and next day Mahaprabhu went for darshan of Jagannath Dev. Now in the morning for Mangalarati, when Mahaprabhu went there, then the pujari gave garland, Mahagarland of Jagannath Dev and some prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu direct came to the place of Sarva Bhattacharya with Mahaprasad. And Mahaprabhu knocked the door. As soon as Mahaprabhu knocked the door, Sarva Bhattacharya woke up on his bed. As prior to that, when he used to woke up on the bed, then Aham Brahmasmi, a Tattvamasi like this, now he is telling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hearing this, Mahaprabhu became extremely happy. Oh, now Sarva Bhattacharya is speaking Krishna, Krishna. And he only woke up from his bed, not wash his hand and face, not did his morning duty, not chant his Gayatri. Mahaprabhu gave Jagannath Dev Prasad in his hand. Smarter Brahmin, without doing all these things, washing hand and face, and without his morning duty, and especially without chanting Gayatri, they will not drink even water. But when Mahaprabhu gave this, Mahaprabhu wanted to test him. His mind completely changed, and still Smarter Bhav is there. Then Sarva Bhattacharya, taking prasad, took immediate and told, Suskanda Paryusita Bhavi Nitam Bhadra Desata Prapti Matrina Bhaktavam Natra Alabhicharana. That means, if the Mahaprasad is dry, Suskanda Paryusita, we can still not face and bring from far distance. So immediately you have to honor Mahaprasad when you get it. So Sarva did so. Then Sarvama told to Mahaprabhu, oh Mahaprabhu, you are sir Bhagavan, you came to deliver the world, not big task, but you delivered me, one that is the biggest task for you. Then Sarvama told Mahaprabhu, went another day, Sarvama was going to Jagannath Darshan, but not going to Jagannath Darshan, came to Mahaprabhu. And he asked about sadhya and sadhan. In bhakti limbs, there are so many bhakti limbs, what is the best? And Mahaprabhu told, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Iva Kevalam, Kalam Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Tijanatha. You know all this meaning, that my time is running out, so I am not going to explain. So, another day, Sarvamadhyaya took Damodar and Jagadananda, and then Darshan and sent some prasad, and he wrote two shloks to give to Mahaprabhu. Then Mukunda took from Jagadananda and wrote on the outside of the wall, and then gave to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu has said, look, read that throat and tear the palm leaves and throat. But Mukunda wrote on the wall, and then all devotees memorize it. The slogan is that, Vairagya Yoga Bhakti Rasam, Vairagya Vidyanya Bhakti Yoga, Siksha Prameka Purusha Purana, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari, Tripam Buddhi Yastavaham Prabhate, and Kalanastam Bhakti Yoga, Pradhaskartyun, etc. Vairagya Vidyanya Bhakti Yoga. Srimad Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, incarnated in this world to teach Vairagya, means renunciation, and his own bhakti. For that, Krishna came in form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and went down in the lotus feet of him. So, but Mahaprabhu does not like that he revealed everyone that he is Krishna. He wants to cheat others, but could not cheat bhakta. By this way, all bhakta memorize this sloka and recite this sloka all time. And by this way, Sarvamo Bhattacharya's glory spread everywhere. By this Mahaprabhu Sarvabhauma, whoever listen this, their karma and jnana will be destroyed, and bhakti supporting karma and jnana will manifest in their heart. By this way, Srila Kaviraj Goswami has told that whoever listen this carefully, their all the mundane karma and mundane knowledge will finish, and bhakti for karma and jnana will be manifest. Campaign of Vaishnavas and Srila Gurudev, that my all mundane karma and jnana will be finished, and tattva again, and bhakti for karma will manifest in our heart. Just like Mahaprabhu delivered from Bhattacharya. But I don't know who is Mahaprabhu.
Oh, finish.
Only by cosmic master Gurudev we can understand who is Mahaprabhu. So I pray to Sri Gurudev to deliver me from this world. Hare Krishna.
He told almost all the dialogue between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you should know that in this world, mostly Indian pandits and learned scholars, they follow Shankar Vedanta and the idea that Supreme Brahma is only knowledge. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anandam Brahma. He is Ananda Swarup. His knowledge, but really this is wrong. Mahaprabhu told that he is Ananda and also Anandamaya. In Brahma Sutra, Vyasa has told Anandamayo Abhyasa. You should do bhakti to Anandamaya. Though he is Ananda, but he is also reservoir of Ananda. Not only Ananda. He is Gyan, but he is also Jnani. He can give Gyan to others also. So he is Jnani. So he is not Nirakar, shapeless, formless. He is like Supreme Lord, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, and other things he is told. Also you told, Jeeva is Brahma, soul is Brahma, sarvam khalu idam Brahma, tattvam asi Brahma, tattvam asi, you are also all Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi, I am also Brahma. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. In this whole world, what we see, all is Brahma. Mahaprabhu told, these are not actually Mahavakya, prominent Vakya of Brahma Sutra, Vedas. Prominent Mahavakya is Om. And Om means Krishna, Supreme Lord. Krishna is who in Srimad Bhagavat told, he has told all, Ete Chanskala Punsa Krishna Bhagavan. Oho Bhagyam, Oho Bhagyam, Paramananda Purna Brahma Sanatanam. How you explain that he has no form, no qualities, he is very merciful. If Supreme Lord Brahma is not merciful, then what is the need of worshipping him? No need at all. If he cannot do anything, then what is gained from him? No need of such a Brahma. Also he told, oh, Shruti is Praman. First Praman is Shruti.
Ved.
Praman?
Evidence.
Evidence. We know that our stool, urine, our bones after death are very impure. But Ved tells Sankha.
Cow dung and corn cell.
Sankha is?
Bone.
Corn cell.
Oh, bone.
It is bone. And also?
Cow dung.
Cow dung and cow?
Urine.
Oh, always pavitra.
Pure.
And we take this. Even we do abhishek of Krishna by gobar and
cow dung and cow urine.
And everywhere we have consel in temples everywhere. So these are pure. So Shruti is telling. You are not telling Shruti. You are doing kalpanik vyakhya.
You are twisting the meaning.
Twisting the meaning. Not abhidha, but lakshana. Not abhidha means not direct.
Indirect.
Especially, jivas are not Brahma. So many examples of Veda. Jato vaimani bhutani jayante jina jatani abhisham vishanti
tad
vijigyasa brahma. From whom this world has come? From in the end to whom this world will go? Who is protecting and nourishing this whole world? He has seven symbols. Karma, Karana, Adhikarana, Apadana. Means, Bhagwan has created this world. The world is in Bhagwan. This world is only for Krishna. So many seven
descending.
Karta he is here. How he can be shapeless, formless, without any quality? Also, if sarvam khalu idam is Brahma, means everything in this world, what we see, if it is Brahma, then how world can be mithya?
False.
You have first told
Brahma
Satyam Jagan Mithya. How you can tell this? So this is not. And if you are telling that all jivas are Brahma, then that aham brahmasmi, you are Brahma, sarvam khalidam Brahma, then you should know that Mahabhakti is only one. And these are pradeshik work. Pradeshik means partly. Partly?
Yes.
Pradeshik.
Secondary.
Not a secondary. Not prominent. Esha anu atma. In Mundak Upanishad, that is Setu. Atma is anu. But Parambrahma is Bibhu. Jeev is anu, so it can be covered with maya. And Brahma is mayapati, the master of
control.
How they can be both two?
Same.
Especially balagrasa bhagvasya saddha kalpitasya cha bhago jiva sabhigya sacha anantaya kalpate. Balagrasa bhagvasya. Brahma bhishattvat brihnatvat. In this world, he is Brihat. Brihat means?
Greatest.
Whole world is in one pore of Brahma. Only one. So lakhs and lakhs Brahmans and Brahmans may be he, one. And everywhere. Brahma is also Jeev is part and parcel of Brahma, coming from Tatastha Shakti. He can be covered with Maya. But you tell it that Brahma and Maya, Jeev are same. Jai kohe donde tar jom.
Maya dis, Maya bas. Ishwar jive bhed.
Those who are telling like this, Maya gets him punishment, so you should understand. And also it has been told, Jivo Parmatmar answer. Jeev is minute and he is part and parcel of Brahma. Jeev is Gita. Mamai Vanso.
Jeev Loke.
Sanatana. Jeev is so many thousands and thousands and lakhs uncountable. And Jeev is Ansa, part and parcel of Brahma in Gita. And also Krishna is not a nirvishesh without Shakti. He told, Natasya karjam karnancha vidyate natamas samascha adhikasya drishyate parasa shakti vividhaivas. Jeev shakti, maya shakti, chit shakti, ladini shakti, sambhi shakti,
samdhini
shakti, so many shaktis are. So in these, he explained so that he raised so many questions. But Mahaprabhu cut out his all arguments. And then he knew that, oh, he is Krishna. Then he fell flat in his feet and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed him, oh, first Chaturbhuj Roop, then Krishna Roop. And also it is said that Sarbhuj Roop, Krishna Roop, Ram Roop and Mahaprabhu combined all elements. And then he became, oh, high class of Vaishnava. He told this slok, Bhakti Padesh Adhaya Bhar, he could not tolerate Mukti Padesh Adhaya Bhar. Mahaprabhu said, you need not tell this. What is in Srimad Bhagavat? It is okay. Mukti Pade means Mukti in the lotus feet of Bhakti, so Mukti Pade. Oh, then he told, oh, Prabhu, I want to know the meaning of Atma Ramashyamaniyo. Mahaprabhu told, first you should explain. Then he explained in nine ways. Mahaprabhu told, you are Brihaspati, no one can explain like that. Then Sarvam, he told, also there are some more meaning. And then he told 18 kinds of
explanation.
And then he told, oh, without Krishna Supreme Brahma, anyone cannot explain all these
even
things.
Even without touching his any meaning, who he did as before nine, not touching any meaning of him and did completely new.
In this way. After that he became very pure Vaishnava. Mahaprabhu told him, oh, you know Rastatva Bhakti? Oh, I don't know. I first used to Raramanand Prabhu.
Joke
with him that he does not know anything. But now I'm realizing high class of Rasik Tattagya Bhakti is he. You should go, if you will go to South, you must meet him. Gaur Paramananda. After this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu and others, my brother Vishwambhara has left world and he has become
Vishwarup,
and he has taken sannyas. But for so long I have not received any news. I want to go to Dakshin, South India to search him. But I will go alone. Not any will go. Then they requested then a Brahman Balak Nam Kala Krishna Das. They sent with him and he went. He went in south, so many he saw temples and here and there. And then he went to Rajmahendri, Kabur, where Rai Ramanand was governor of all that land, South India, the governor of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And he met with Rai Ramanand. What dialogue between them, how they meet, begin.
Number two is better.
Om Jnana-Nirantasya Jnananjana-Shalakaya Chakshur-Unyaritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So this narration of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Srila Gurudev has done beautifully leading us through all the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. So as we heard, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was actually a proponent of Mayavad philosophy of Shankaracharya, and he converted him into a very great Vaishnava. Now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he knew only the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He completely gave up any of his leanings toward the Mayavad philosophy of Shankaracharya. And as Gurudev said, he understood now that there was one personality named Sri Ramananda Roy who lived in Godavari, on the banks of Godavari River in South India. And he was a governor, and he had a very high government position. But actually he was a very great, learned Vaishnava in all bhakti tattva, all rasa tattva. So previously, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, because he was influenced by Mayavad philosophy, he could not appreciate Ramananda Roy. But after he became converted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now he understood how exalted the position was Ramananda Roy. So therefore he also suggested to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that when you go on your tour in South India, you should meet with Ramananda Roy. Because now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood the internal moods of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he understood his identity, and he understood that now he wants to relish and taste the association of the highest pure Rasik Vaishnavas, so that he can dive deep in the moods and bhavs of Srimati Radharani. So therefore he suggested to him, it will be very good that you will meet Ramananda Roy. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's touring throughout South India, he came there to the banks of Godavari. And when he came there, it was just before the evening time. And also, as he was sitting there taking his bath, finishing his evening bath, then a great procession came there. There were so many Brahmins chanting Vedic mantras, and so many horses were there, and so many military band, marching band. Very great, great procession. And they were carrying palanquin. And on that palanquin, very finely dressed, was this royal personality, Sri Ramananda Roy. So Ramananda Roy came there at the banks of Godavari to also take his ceremonial bath. And from a distance, when he came, he saw, his eyes saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this sannyasi, sitting there. He had never met him before. But when he glanced over and he saw this very effulgent, extremely, exquisitely beautiful form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy, immediately his heart became so attracted to him. And he approached him. And when he approached him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also rose up. And the two of them embraced one another. And in this embrace, all ecstatic symptoms appeared on their bodies. And they became completely overwhelmed in transcendental love. Actually, the internal identity of Sri Ramananda Roy is none other than Sri Krishna's dearmost sakhi, Vishakha, who is always assisting Radha and Krishna in their pastimes. But appearing within this world, now she has come in the form of Ramananda Roy to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in entering deeply, deeply within all rasa tattva and relishing the moods of Srimati Radharani. So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that the people, all of those dignitaries and official persons who were accompanying Ramananda Roy, they misunderstood. They could understand that this personality, this sannyasi, was something extraordinary. They could see that the exchange between them was one of very great divine affection, but they were not on a higher platform to understand this exchange, so therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he checked his internal moods, and he also checked his external symptoms, so they would not be so bewildered. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now he began to converse with Ramananda Roy, and they explained to one another their background and their family background. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told to him that I have been sent here by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and I want so much to hear from you the divine transcendental descriptions of what is the ultimate goal of life, what is the satya, the highest attainment for every living being. So it will be my great honor that I can meet with you here again. And then Ramananda Roy, actually he was playing the role of a royal personality, but technically he was performing the activities of a Shudra. So Ramananda Roy was feeling himself very, very humble in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in those days, for a sannyasi to embrace a person from the Shudra class, it was unheard of practically. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who did not see Ramananda Roy in this way, and in embracing him, he told, I feel that I have become purified by your embrace. So then both of them, they agreed that they would again meet there on the following day, and in that place, they would have confidential discussions, confidential talks about Sri Krishna. So they both parted and went to their respective places. And on the next day, when they returned to that place, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again met Ramananda Roy. And they began the very great discussion, which in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is practically the pinnacle of all transcendental dialogues and conversations, Sri Ramananda Roy Samvad. And actually, Ramananda Roy, he was becoming like the teacher of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the speaker, and Mahaprabhu was listening. But Ramananda Roy understood that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is like the vast ocean, that has so many minerals and pearls deep, deep, deep within it. And Ramananda Roy was like the rain cloud because the rain cloud receives water from the ocean. And then again, that rain cloud will pour the water back onto the ocean waters. The same water from which it has taken their water, again it pours it back. But something special happens when it pours it back. Why? Because in particular constellations like Swati Nakshatra, when that water falls upon the ocean at a particular time, it produces beautiful pearls, beautiful gemstones. So in this way, Ramananda Roy, actually he was receiving everything from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he understood that actually Mahaprabhu is speaking through him. He is just like a puppet. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hear from Ramananda Roy because within his heart were these special moods. And therefore, Ramananda Roy taking the water like the cloud and raining it again down on the ocean of Mahaprabhu, now he illuminated all these transcendental subject matters of Bhakti Rasa Tattva. And he showered Mahaprabhu with this divine knowledge of Srimati Radhika and her deep moods. But he began the discussion with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a certain question that Mahaprabhu posed to him. And he said, I want to understand, what is sadhya? What is the ultimate goal of life? Please, give me some shlokas. Please quote to me from Shastra so that I can understand what is the goal of life. And Sri Ramananda Roy, he first of all began to explain that by the process of Varnashram Dharma, the Supreme Lord will become pleased. What is Varnashram Dharma? Varnashram means the four orders of life in the human society which have been created by the Supreme Lord, the divisions of human society, of Varnas and Ashramas. Varnas means the divisions of the social order. And people according to their qualities, according to their guna and their karma, their qualities and their activities, they will fit into one of these four divisions of human society. Brahmana, the learned, intelligent class. Kshatriyas, the warriors and statesmen. Vaishyas, the mercantile class. And Shudras, the laborer class. And from the spiritual side of human society, the four orders of spiritual life, ashramas, are there. So that gradually the human beings can go step by step through the stages of brahmacharya, student life, then some entering into grihastha life, household life, then vanaprastha life, finally retiring after household life has been completed, family is raised and so forth. And finally taking the fourth order, fourth ashrama, sannyas, renunciation of all material connections in this world. So this system, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states himself, chatur-varnya-maya-shristam guna-karma-vibhagasham. I have created this chatur-varnya, all these four divisions of human society. So Ramananda Roy began by saying that varnashama-charavata purushena parakpuman vishnur aradyate panta nanyat tattosha karanam. He said that this varnashram system, it has been created by Vishnu himself, Supreme Lord. If human beings will live their lives dutifully according to this varnashram system, then what does it do? Vishnu aradyate panta. This system will be a type of worship of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. They are obedient to his desires, to his will. They are living their lives according to the Varnashram divisions. So therefore, they will be pleasing Vishnu. Vishnu aradyate panta nanya tattosha karanam. And aside from this, if human beings do not follow this, then there is no other way to please the Supreme Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard this explanation from Ramananda Roy. And then he replied to Ramananda Roy what you are telling, I consider that it is external. Eho bahya. This is external, what you're telling. Why? Because this is not pertaining to the direct engagement of the soul, the Atma. But this is on the material platform, pertaining to the physical body within this world and the duties that are connected with the body within this world. Of course, everyone must live within this world. Everyone must execute some occupational duties to maintain their life within this world. But this is not direct. This is actually external, because it is not touching directly on the relationship between the soul and the Supreme Soul in its pure form. So he said, Eho Bhaya, this is external. Age Koho Ar, please speak further. Develop this principle further. And then at that time, Ramananda Roy, he quoted another verse from Bhagavad Gita in which Krishna is suggesting to Arjuna and to all souls, Yat Kuroshi, Yat Ashnashi, Yat Juhosi, Didasi, Yat Tapasyasi Kronte, Yat Tat Kurushva, Mad Arpanam. Here he's saying, whatever you do, Yat Kuroshi, whatever you do, oh, you should do it as an offering to me, Mad Arpanam, for an offering to the Supreme Lord. Your activities in life should be given as an offering to the Lord. Yat Ashnashi, whatever you're eating, all foodstuffs that you have to prepare daily, all foods that you will be offering, they should be given to me. Yat Juhoshi, whatever kinds of yajnas, sacrifices that you are performing, they should be done as an offering to me. Dadasiyat, whatever types of charity that you are giving, donations in your life, you should also give that as an offering to me. Yat tapasyasi, whatever austerities that you have to perform in your life, you should also do that for me. Yat tapasyasi konteya tat purushva mad arpanam. For my sake, this should all be done. So, in this way, Ramananda Roy proceeded to another level, which was somewhat more direct, because now the soul is beginning to, in all phases of his life, have some direct connection with the process, the principle of bhakti. Not pure principle of bhakti, but some connection with bhakti. Karma Mishra Bhakti. Taking the karma that we are already doing in this world, the activities that we're already doing, and connecting that and offering that to the Supreme Lord. So in this way, as Krishna is recommending in Bhagavad Gita, the conditioned souls within this world can gain their connection of their soul with Him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard this statement by Ramananda Roy, and then again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, what you have told now, it is bhakya, it is external. Still, I am not satisfied to hear this as the ultimate goal of life. Age kohoar, you should continue to expand and tell further. You should develop this whole conception further than this. And then at that time, then Ramananda Roy spoke. Then he quoted one more verse from Bhagavad Gita by Bhagavan Sri Krishna, where in the final teaching, at the end of the entire Gita, Lord Krishna says, Sarva dharman prityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papevyo mokshishyami mashutaha. So here, Bhagavan Sri Krishna is telling all jiva souls that everything that you think is your dharma within this world, all of the responsible duties that you have, your dharma of your body, your family, your social dharmas, all of these things, you should abandon them. You should abandon, and you should only surrender to me alone. Mam ekam sharanam braja. Here Krishna is mentioning the principle called Sharanagati. Sharanagati means surrender. So that Sharanagati principle of giving oneself in surrender and taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, this is the process of beginning to approach the Supreme Lord. Without this surrender, absolute surrender of the heart to the Supreme Lord, it is not possible to enter into the stage of pure devotional service, bhakti yoga. So therefore Krishna is telling to Arjuna at the end of Gita that you should now abandon all your other varieties of religious duties and all your other dharmas and just surrender to me. And also, you should not fear anything. You shouldn't fear that by doing this, there is going to be sinful reactions that you'll have to suffer. No, because why? I will protect you. Sarva-papevyo moksha-ishyami. I will personally accept responsibility for you and liberate you. So, Krishna is recommending and suggesting that we should become surrendered souls at His lotus feet. So this is further development of the principle of bhakti. But yet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, again he commented, Eho Bahya, this I consider to be external. It is not directly coming to the level of the pure devotion of the soul for the Supreme Soul. It is only an introductory phase, a prerequisite for entering into bhakti. So therefore, you should speak further and develop further from here. And then...
Brahma-bhuta.
Then Ramananda Roy, he told another verse from Gita, where Krishna speaks about the principle of Jnana-mishra-bhakti. Jnana-mishra-bhakti, it means that jnana, knowledge, is being mixed with bhakti. So he spoke the verse from Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Buddha Prasanatma Nashochati Nakangshati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Lavate Puram. So here, Krishna is telling. So, when a person comes to the stage of realizing that he is not this physical material body, now he comes to the level of realization of Atma. This is called Brahma-Bhuta stage. Just like we heard in the explanations that Srila Gurudev gave about the conversation with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And the word Brahma has been used again and again because Brahma means the Supreme Absolute Truth. So every jiva soul within this world, he is also Brahma. Why? Because he is part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. The mistake that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was making was to confuse that the jiva within this world is actually one with that Supreme Brahma, that they are one non-different identity. But when someone comes to the stage of realization of the true nature of the soul as being transcendental and spiritual, Brahma-bhuta. So Krishna is describing here in this verse, Brahma-bhuta-prasanatma-nasochati-nakamshati. Now, that person comes to the level of realizing that this soul within this world has nothing to do with this physical body and with this material elements of this world. So realizing the nature of the soul, he becomes prasanatma. Prasanatma means very satisfied in the Atma, in the soul. And in that condition, na sochati, na kangshati. No conditions within this world, no situations that arise within his life can cause him lamentation. He doesn't lament for anything. And also,
He never hankers after anything within this world. Nasochati nakamshati. And in that transcendental stage of Brahma-Bhuta realization, sama sarveshu bhuteshu, he realizes that all living beings within this world, whatever species of life that they are in, whether they're in the body of a tree, the body of an animal, the body of an insect, the body of a human being, he realizes sama sarveshu bhuteshu. He sees all living beings completely equally. So Sri Krishna says, when someone comes to that stage of transcendental knowledge, this is called divya jnana, spiritual knowledge, then in that stage, he attains my bhakti, mad bhaktim labhate param. He attains my supreme bhakti. So Krishna says, mad bhaktim labhate param. He attains para bhakti to me. What is para bhakti? Para bhakti means that that bhakti is now without material tinges. It is not motivated by karma, by jnana, by yoga, and so forth. But yet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in hearing this verse from Ramananda Roy, he considered this again to be external. He says, eho bahya, this is still external. Age koho ad, I want you to develop it further now. Why did he say this? Because in that stage, there is a mixture of jnana. Jnana Vishnu Bhakti. And this mixture of jnana has the tendency to aspire towards liberation from this material world. Therefore, the bhakti is not absolutely pure. And even in that stage of Jnana Mishra Bhakti, one cannot understand all the divine truths of Bhakti Rasa. Still, there is some limitation. So at that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, this is external, you should speak further, then Ramananda Roy spoke the next verse. Yeah, now Ramananda Roy quoted another verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is spoken by Lord Brahma. And in that verse, Lord Brahma has spoken about jnana shunya bhakti. That means pure devotion to the Supreme Lord that is devoid of jnana. What does this mean, devoid of jnana? It doesn't mean that he has no knowledge. No, but his bhakti is not affected by the tendency to try to understand the Supreme Lord. Why? Because the Supreme Absolute Truth is absolutely achintya, inconceivable, unlimited, infinite. So Lord Brahma said, jnane prayasam utapasyana manta eva jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam stane stita shudikatam karvam manovir ye prayasor jita jitokya sitaistri lokyam. Now he said, this endeavor to understand and fully know the Supreme Absolute Truth, it should be given up. And namanta eva, one should surrender to the process of hearing jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya bharatan. One should constantly be in the association of the pure realized Vaishnavas who are from their lips a transcendental stream of nectar of the descriptions of the Supreme Lord is constantly flowing. So in that association, one should remain there constantly. Stane stita shrutikatam tanuvan manobir. He should serve that personality who is giving harikatha. He should serve the harikatha with his tanuvan manobir. That means with his body, with his mind, with his words. And if a person accepts this process of hearing transcendental Harikatha from the lips of the pure Vaishnavas,
then what will be the result of this? Lord Brahma says, ye prayaso jita jitopyasi tais trilokyam. In the whole material universes, from the highest planet down to the lowest, the Supreme Lord is the topmost personality, and no one can conquer and control him. He is the supreme controller. Therefore, he's called Ajita. Ajita means he can never be conquered, can never be controlled. But now, Lord Brahma is saying, if someone develops this Gyan Shunya Bhakti, this devotion which is devoid of the tendency to try to know the Supreme Lord, but only wants to reciprocate with the Supreme Lord on the platform of pure devotion, then for that person, that Ajita, that unconquerable Supreme Lord, now he becomes Jitta. He becomes conquered by that devotee's love and devotion. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he appreciated this statement. And he said, oh, this is very good. But now I want you to develop this point further. And there's so many shlokas came after that. Thank you.
Now, Prem Prayojan should continue.
Drama, not talk.
But he should come. It is more important than drama.
First of all, I have my sister in time to spend my heart like clouds thousands of times. But the Lord Sita, Asmadi Kuravara, the Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada, Shor, the Lord Sita, Rupa, the Tarivari, Mokhili, Dantu, Narayan, Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, I have my Tuna, but the Lord Sita, my Sri Rupa, the Gaudiya Guru Parampara, and I have my Tuna, to Anandi Tani Padma, and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas. Is it okay?
Yes. Okay.
So, we have been first in Navadvip Dham, then very mysteriously, Srila Gurudev transported us transcendentally to Jagannath Puri Dham, and now we have arrived on the bank of Godavari in South India. And Pujapad Bhaktanta Padmanabh Maharaj has described the beginning part of this wonderful conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Roy Ramananda. The question that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has put forward is extremely important. What is sadhya, the goal of life? If we don't know what is the goal of life, then we cannot decide how to attain it or which direction we should move, how we should use this valuable form of human life. And Roy Ramananda is giving answers to these questions. So we have heard how Roy Ramananda suggested dharma acharana, the performance of dharma. Mahaprabhu said it's external. Ramananda Roy suggested karmapana, offering the fruit of one's work. Mahaprabhu said it is external. So Roy Ramananda, he suggested the karma tyag, give up all karmas. Ramananda Roy suggested jnana mishra bhakti, external. And then Roy Ramananda suggested jnana shunya bhakti, bhakti not mixed with the desire to even understand the opulences of the Supreme Lord. At that point, Mahaprabhu said, that is okay, not external. He didn't say Eho Bahya, it's external. Eho Hai, it's alright, but go a little further. Why? Because from the beginning, each suggestion put forward by Ramananda Roy had something missing. The soul has a very beautiful transcendental form and a particular special eternal relationship with Sri Krishna. So the activities of the soul are the activities of his eternal and beautiful loving relationship with Sri Krishna. So that form of the soul, that nature of the soul, that service of the soul is coming from its swarup, its spiritual form. So because the suggestions given by Roy Ramananda were not swarup anubandhi, that means they have no relation with the specific form, the specific identity and services to Sri Krishna. Therefore Mahaprabhu said, this is external. Because they are not swarup anubandhi, in connection with the true eternal identity of the living entity. So finally, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Ramananda Roy suggested hearing Harikatha from the lips of a pure devotee, then Mahaprabhu, he was somewhat satisfied. Because if a person does not know who am I, by hearing Harikatha from the lips of a pure devotee, that transcendental knowledge will awaken in his heart. So this verse is very beautiful. It describes the process for realizing one's spiritual identity. But it does not explain what is the ultimate goal of life. How to attain it, but not what is the ultimate goal. When you have gone through all your stages of sadhana, and come up to prema, prema is attained by hearing. But that prema is of different types. So Mahaprabhu said, it's okay because it's bhakti. But you have not really given any detailed explanation of sadhya, the goal of life. So please, agite or go on. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to continue, Sri Ramananda Rai said, Nanopachara krita pujana marta bandhu pram naiva bhaktar ridayam vidritam syat. That it means, if a devotee will take sadopachara, 16 types of paraphernalia, when a devotee is doing archan, then they will offer to Sri Krishna seeds. Or to their Ishtadev, they'll offer Iramasanam, offer a seat, invite them to come, then offer Padya, water to bathe their lotus feet, offer Argya, Madhuparka, 16 types of ingredients according to the formalities of Vaidhi Bhakti. They serve in this way. But Ramananda Rai, in this verse, he said that when a person offers these things, then what is the reaction of Sri Krishna? The Supreme Lord is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything. But when the devotee, he is so eager to render loving service, when he has prema in his heart, he's very eager to render loving service and offer these things to Krishna, then what happens? Then Krishna, he feels some hunger and he wants to accept their offering. If the offering is made without love, then the Supreme Lord, he will not be interested in accepting it. Abhaktera dravya prabhu, bhaktera dravya prabhu, kari kari kai, abhaktera dravya prabhu, ulatina chai. Just like Sri Kolavecha Sridhar. Kolavecha Sridhar would sell bananas, banana leaves, banana flowers, and Mahaprabhu used to come to his stall and say, how much are these banana flowers, how much are these the leaf cups and so on? And Kolavecha Sridhar would say a very small price. Mahaprabhu would say, that's too expensive. That's an extortionate price. You should give it for less. And he would quarrel with him, and then grab it, and they would quarrel with each other, and then he would steal it from him and run away. So, earlier we've heard, yat karosi, yat asnasi, yat dohosi, tadasi. Krishna said, if you offer, you should offer something to me. And Krishna in Gita, he said, Patram pushpam palam kayam yome bhakta prayachati. If you offer with love, I will accept it. But we see, Kolavecha Sridhar, his love is so high, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come there, and even he didn't offer it, he would steal it from him. So Braj Gopis also, what do? They don't make a formal offering to Sri Krishna. Idam naivedyam? No. Say, Krishna, have a very nice sweet. Would you like? Yes, here. They don't give him, take themselves and tease him in this way. So, when the devotee he is doing his services. If he does not have love, then the thirst and the hunger will not come in the heart of Sri Krishna to accept that service. And also, if Sri Krishna does not accept the service of the devotee will also not experience the ananda, the joy of serving his Lord. So in this verse, Srila Ramananda Rai said, Nano Pachara Krita Pujanam Artabandho. Here, Sri Krishna, or the Ishtadeva of the devotee, has been called Artabandhu, the friend of the distressed. What does it mean, the friend of the distressed? It means that when a devotee has so much love, they take their offering and they put it before the Lord. They think, if my Lord will not accept this offering, my heart will break. And they feel separation from their Ishtadeva. So Krishna is called Artabandhu, the friend of the distressed. And when someone is feeling that pain, my Lord, please accept my service. When he's feeling some separation, then Sri Krishna, he becomes the friend of that person and accepts their offerings and fills their heart with the transcendental joy that is Premananda of devotion. So then Ramananda Rai, he continued. He said, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati priyatam yadi kuto pilabhyate tatuloyam abhimulamekalam janma koti sukritar nalabhyate. He said that if bhakti rasa, transcendental bhakti rasa is available anywhere, then one must go there and purchase that bhakti rasa without delay. What does it mean? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. Mati means one's consciousness. And one's consciousness should be bhakti rasa bhavita, completely infused with the mellows of Krishna prema. Srila Gurudev gave an example, just like a rasagula. A rasagula is full of rasa. If you touch it on the top, on the bottom, on the sides, what happens? Some rasa comes out. If you squeeze it, more rasa comes out. And when you squeeze it and squeeze it, still there's more rasa inside. So when one's consciousness is completely full of the mellows of love for Sri Krishna, this is called Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. How can one attain this level? If it is available somewhere, one should go and purchase it without delay. It is only available at the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava. So, one may ask the question, if you need to purchase this Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati, how much does it cost? What is the price? $100, $1,000, $1,000,000? Tatra lolyam api mulam ekalam. The only price is lolyam, greed. If someone has a very intense greed, then they may attain that Krishna Bhakti Rasa. This Krishna Bhakti Rasa cannot be attained. Koti janma sukritar nalabhyate. If someone is doing pious activities for hundreds of thousands of births, no, not only that. If someone is even performing Vaidhi Bhakti, devotional service, which is under the control or the confines of rules and regulations, still that greed will not awaken. That kind of greed only comes when one hears the Harikatha from the lips of a pure Rasik, Bhavuk, Raja Rasik, Vaishnava. So we are very fortunate to come and have the Dharmas of the Guru and hear this very beautiful Katha. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, oh hi, it's okay. But go on further. He was not fully accepting. Why? Because something has been spoken. Some more details, how to make progress, but not about the ultimate goal. So then, Ramananda Rai, he said, Dasya Bhakti Sarvasajasar. The essence of life, the goal of life, is Dasya Bhakti. Oh. He quoted the verse.
Thank you. We will continue it tomorrow also, because subject is very, very deep. And you should know. You can have some question also about if you have any confusion. So now, drama play should be begun at once, without delay. If delay, then I will go.
Hari Bol, tomorrow also, for those devotees who still want to take initiation,
come to my house at 8:30 a.m. You must come at 8:30 a.m. or it will not happen. If Srila Gurudev has to be delayed, then it will not happen. So 8:30 a.m. at my house, if you still want to take initiation, you must be recommended by any senior devotee. So what humbly request that he come, but he says that 8:30 in the place of Kusa Prabhu. And Khayasan is still here in 5 years to come to Lahu, headed by Shiva Dhamadu Maharaj.
Tomorrow morning.